Welcome. It is a delicious, let's say 10 minutes after 5 on this, the absolute best morning show that has ever been produced for all of Central Wisconsin. I say that humbly and with complete respect.
You sound like Richard Sherman now, the Seattle player in the post-game interview yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that. Well, people have messed with the levels on the board again. Usually I have to crank this one up. Anyway, so we'll get there. If I'm blasting you out of your car or your home, don't worry about it. We'll find the right level. Welcome to it. Yeah, the interview after the 49ers-Seahawks game with that pothead was really interesting.
Now, wait a minute. He's a graduate of Stanford University. He is not a gangsta. He is not a thug.
When exactly did they hire Busta Rhymes to be a spokesperson for their team?
You know, I think they should get rid of these immediate interviews on the field after the game. The emotions are still running too high. You're going to get stuff like this.
Yeah, it's a very thin connection. But after doing this program, there are times when I need to be left alone and be quiet before I go out into the office.
The general public?
Into the real world, you know?
Yes. Tom, too.
And, yeah, Tom.
Feedback. Sure.
No, yeah. I just stayed in the newsroom and banged my head against the wall and scream really loud.
You know, yeah, but when you bang your head against the wall, nobody really. It doesn't make any difference. Anyway, okay. you have to decompress a little bit sometimes and get back into the real world. Get back into what is normal, what is right, and obviously, what's his name?
Richard Sherman.
Sherman.
He didn't swear, and you know, he just there was some real emotion there. That's what some people are saying. There were, as opposed to the generic cliched, I want to thank all my teammates. We're just happy to be here.
Give 110%. We're gonna win.
Yeah, I just like seeing some real emotion once in a while.
Ain't no we and team. There ain't no I neither. It was a very interesting. I couldn't stay up and watch the entire game.
But then he came into the post-game interview room dressed in his suit with a bow tie, and he continued in a much more measured tone to degrade the guy that he was covering in the game. It's what happens when they have a mediocre receiver try to beat me. And
well, obviously, he's got a healthy sense of self-worth.
Oh, yeah.
We'll go with that. We'll talk more about the Super Bowl in the sports segment coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll talk about picks. We'll talk about who's going to do what. Obviously, there is a favorite amongst most people. We'll see how that goes. But until then, very, very important day today. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Where I'm from, today, schools are closed. There is no school today. Now, listen, I just said from where I'm from. It's not here, so don't start wigging out. Go, it's good. No. The schools are closed and so forth. Now, here, the federal offices are closed, right?
Right. Where I grew up, too, Connecticut, New York, mm-hmm. they used to be closed. But now I worked in New Hampshire for a while, and New Hampshire was the last state to honor Martin Luther King as an official state holiday also.
Oh, I thought that was Arizona.
Yeah, I thought it was Arizona, too.
Because Arizona also doesn't like to do daylight savings time.
Arizona fought it for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, in New Hampshire, well, there was something about Martin Luther King that they didn't observe it there. You know what? This makes me sound lazy, but I'm in favor of 3-day weekends for Martin Luther King Day and for President's Day.
Sure.
That's a 3-day holiday in January and a 3-day holiday in February, because those things are actually good for the economy. People travel. People would spend mm-hmm. money. It would mm-hmm. be an economic stimulus in the first quarter when we don't have a lot of stores will tell you, we're dead till the summer fashion, spring fashions come in and whatever. I'd be all in favor of people being able to take winter 3-day vacations just like we do for Memorial
sure.
Day and Labor Day.
Why not? So I was curious, seeing as how Jesse Jackson, the right Reverend Jesse Jackson, marched with Martin Luther King Jr. during the civil rights demonstrations, I would think that his website, the Rainbow Push Coalition, would be making a big deal out of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. But there is hardly any mention of this day on his website at all, except Jesse Jackson will be attending the annual MLK Scholarship Breakfast in Chicago. Well, at least it's mentioned that it's happening. There is no mention whether or not Jesse Jackson will be attending. However, there is a place where you can still sign up for the Justice for Trayvon Martin website. That's still on there, which is good. Glad to see that they're keeping the website up and current. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Lots more information coming your way. We may have information today on how you can keep from losing your luggage when you travel. Isn't that necessary?
If everybody was observing federal holidays, then nobody would be working Martin Luther King Day. They take the day off in D.C., bankers and mailmen too.
News Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.